Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Reuters reported it had seen a letter sent Friday from India's Information Technology Ministry to social media companies, asking them to take down any content that refers to an Indian variant of the coronavirus. Coronavirus variant B.1.617 was first identified in India last year, but the ministry says the WHO has not associated the term Indian variant with the B.1.617 variant of the coronavirus in any of its reports. The FBI issued a flash alert that the ransomware group behind an attack on the Irish healthcare system also targeted at least 16 healthcare and emergency networks in the U.S., including police and 911 dispatch centers. The threat actors used the Conti ransomware, attempting to both lock out and extort victims with potential data leaks. The FBI did not identify specific victims or say if any organizations paid a ransom. On Monday, Russia's communication watchdog warned Google it could be fined and have their traffic slowed in the country if they do not delete prohibited content within 24 hours. Google could be fined up to 4 million rubles, $54,000 US, and a repeat offense would incur a fine of up to 10% of Google's annual revenue. Russia currently has a slowdown in place for Twitter following a similar request. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill regulating how social media companies moderate speech online. Platforms are required to detail how they reach moderation decisions, and users are unable to sue the platform if they feel a decision was made unfairly. Sentinel-1 researchers report the hacking group Agrius, initially focused on espionage and data destruction against Israeli targets in 2020, has begun staging fake ransomware attacks. Researchers note they pretend to encrypt data to extort a ransom, but the data was actually wiped out during an earlier stage of the attack. Sentinel-1 believes Agrius is state-sponsored. In closing arguments for the Epic versus Apple trial, Epic argued Apple is unfairly price gouging thanks to their monopoly status, as there are no competing app stores available. And Apple responded, opening up to other stores also opens up their consumers to malware and is an unacceptable proposition. U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers expects to deliver a decision this summer. Google Photos, which will no longer offer free unlimited storage starting June 1st, launched a new tool to help users manage their space. It can pull up the largest files, find blurry images, and estimate how much time before reaching the new storage limit of 15 gigabytes. Google has also changed the name of high-quality photos to Storage Saver, while original quality tier photos remain the highest quality available. Amazon is expected to purchase MGM Studios in a deal worth between $8.5 and $9 billion, according to sources at the Wall Street Journal. This would be Amazon's largest acquisition since Whole Foods in 2017 for $13.7 billion. MGM also owns Epix, a pay TV service valued at $1.3 billion in 2017. Microsoft and Qualcomm are working on a more affordable ARM-based dev kit to be sold at the Microsoft Store this summer. Though the price has not been announced, it is expected to be less than $999 to encourage developers to create ARM64 apps for Snapdragon-based PCs and help test Microsoft's emulation for Windows on ARM, which allows running 64-bit apps that have not been compiled for ARM-based devices yet. Germany's Federal Cartel Office, FCO, reports it started two investigations under an antitrust measure allowing regulators to target large digital companies that may dominate several markets. FCO President Andreas Mundt states they are examining whether consumers wishing to use Google services have sufficient choice as to how Google will use their data. TikTok changed the text-to-speech voice after a lawsuit filed by voice actor Bev Standing claims she never agreed to work with ByteDance in that capacity, only that her recordings were meant to be used for translations. A new text-to-speech voice is already running on TikTok, while videos created before the change continue to use the old voice. Owners of a first-gen Nest Hub may or may not notice a change today as Google rolls out Fuchsia OS for the first time, replacing the Linux-based Cast OS under the hood. There will be no changes to the UI or app functionality at this point, and the rollout will proceed over the next several months, starting with those enrolled in the preview program. And Microsoft updated their Xbox Cloud Gaming app for Android to include dual-screen support, allowing Surface Duo gamers to run a virtual controller on one screen, making it closer to a proper gaming handheld since controls will no longer cover the game screen. The app update, which also includes improved navigation, is available now in the Google Play Store. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.